From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has been removed from the last two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of that border near the Euphrates Valley. Jihadist group self-proclaimed Caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq, with simultaneous assaults on Deir ez-Zor in Syria and Al-Qaim in Iraq. Amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, President Trump received a classified briefing late Friday from the U.S. Military Specific Command upon his arrival in Hawaii, en route to Asia, where he will be attending the East Asia Summit. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster details President Trump's agenda for his meetings in Asia.
The President's trip will focus on three goals. First, strengthening international resolve to denuclearize North Korea. Second, promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region. Third, advance American prosperity through fair and reciprocal trade and economic practices.
Many of President's supporters are eager to hear him speak a hard line on the Chinese trade and economic practices he railed against as a candidate for president. U.S. military, for the first time, has conducted two airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Somalia. U.S. Air Command said the two strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia. They were carried out in coordination with the Somalian government. IS-linked fighters who have split from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab in the past couple of years pose a growing threat. This is VOA News. A militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, has made his first appearance at a U.S. federal court, where he was ordered held in custody until a preliminary next week. Mustafa Aliman, a Libyan national, is facing charges of killing a person in the course of an attack on a U.S. federal facility and providing material support to terrorists, resulting in death. Charges stem from the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi by Islamic militants that killed U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. A Palestinian militant group says several of its members have been killed when Israelis destroyed a cross-border tunnel being dug by militants from the Gaza Strip. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
The deaths came when Israel blew up the cross-border route dug by militants from the Strip. Members of the Islamic Jihad group praying for their missing comrades. They say they've been denied access and are unable to recover the bodies. Israel defending its actions, saying the tunnel's destruction was carried out on its own side of the border. A total of 12 said to be killed. Two of them said to belong to Hamas, the dominant Islamist group in Gaza. Both it and Islamic Jihad have sworn to retaliate. Hamas accuses Israel of trying to undermine a reconciliation deal it struck with the president of the Palestinian Authority last month.
Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. A nutritional assessment by the UN's Children's Fund finds life-threatening malnutrition rates soaring among the children of Rohingya refugees who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. Meantime, the UN refugee chief says the growing crisis of global displacement is the result of weak international cooperation. UNHCR's Carol Batchelor says statelessness or displaced people are among those who suffer the most.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come, that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
UNHCR urges all states to naturalize stateless and displace minority groups. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.